It's Holocaust Remembrance Day, and 75 years ago this month, American soldiers liberated the Nordhausen concentration camp in Germany. For survivor Saul Greenglass, that day, April 11th, has always been special. And his grandson, NPR's Sam Greenglass, tells us that the coronavirus is casting this year's anniversary in a new light.
Saul Greenglass was born in August, but every year, on April 11th, I drop by his house or call him on the phone in Michigan to wish him a happy birthday. This year, on FaceTime.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
It's your second birthday. His second birthday. It was April 11th, 1945, when he says his life started over again. It's the day he was liberated from the Nazis. April 11th. Do you know what day that is? Because of the coronavirus, assisted living communities like where my grandpa lives are closed to visitors. So my dad is standing on the lawn holding up the phone while a nurse brings my grandpa out on the balcony to wave.
They don't let you in.
They're trying to keep you healthy. That's why I can't come in.
Saul was born in Ostrowiec, Poland. He arrived at Auschwitz in 1943.
I saw mountains of kids' shoes, people's clothing, mountains. The sky was red at night.
He struggles to tell the story now. He's 100, so this tapes from an oral history he recorded a few years ago. When Saul got to Auschwitz, prisoners told him what to expect.
And that boy said, "Saul, that's the end." I said, "I lost my family. I don't care about me either."
After 8 days there, he was selected to go to Nordhausen, a labor camp, where he spent 2 years digging rock for a Nazi factory. By 1945, Saul's brother had also been transferred into Nordhausen. They were reunited. The Nazis had killed their parents and 4 other siblings. That spring, the Allies started bombing Nordhausen. They didn't know it was a labor camp, and Saul was injured by shrapnel. Finally, on April 11th, the Americans liberated Nordhausen. His brother delivered the news.
"Saul, we are free. The Americans there."
That was 75 years ago. This year, the anniversary fell in the middle of Passover, the holiday that tells the story of the Jews' escape from slavery in Egypt. With nursing home visitors prohibited for the foreseeable future, I wonder if I'll get another chance to sit at the Passover Seder table with him. My grandpa doesn't really understand why no one can visit anymore. Sometimes he's been asking to come home. But amid a pandemic keeping much of the country on lockdown, April is still a symbol of liberation, a reminder that life can start anew, despite all the darkness. Sam Greenglass, NPR News.